Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this podcast is about MK677. It is also called Ibutramorin, and this is the secret weapon of formidable lab rats. That's right, quote-unquote lab rats. Perhaps there's some lab rats out there listening to this very podcast. Well, they are going to want to go and check out the article on limitlessmindset.com, which is linked below wherever you are listening to this podcast. And you're going to want to go and check out that article, as I link in that article to all the science that I reference here. I've got some photos and imagery. I've got the diagram of the MK677 molecule that you're going to want to go and check out. And of course, that article is also going to be updated as I have new science, as I have new findings, as I figure out interesting new things about these different biohacks. I update the articles. I'm not always able to update the podcasts themselves. So you always want to go and check out limitlessmindset.com. You want to subscribe to my newsletter, as that's where I'm able to keep everything updated and let you guys know all the latest and greatest stuff. Whereas these podcasts, I'd love it if you subscribe to my podcast and shoot me questions and things like that. But the podcast is, of course, a static piece of medium, right? It doesn't change after I put it back out there, at least not the current form of podcasts. You know, maybe in the future, in the era of flying cars and hoverboards, we will have MP3 files that update themselves as new things happen in the world. Who knows what's going to happen? Everything is just getting weirder and weirder, right? Okay, anyways, I apologize for that tangent there. Let's talk about MK677. So, is your quote-unquote lab rat ballin' on a budget? If so, MK677, again called Ibutramorin, although I think I like the name MK677 more, this is a game-changing and low-risk growth hormone alternative that's a lot easier on your furry friend's bankroll, on your lab rat's bankroll. Okay, got to make a disclaimer here. This is a legal, not for human consumption research chemical. If you don't understand what that means, don't use that. If you haven't checked out my philosophical podcast where I explain what a not for human consumption research chemical is, if you're like, oh, that's, I'm not sure about that. Should I try it anyways? No, don't try it. Okay, so here we'll summarize the recent findings from the human studies done and the insights from some very sapient lab rats around the internet, around the web. Yes, some of these lab rats, you know, they acquire incredible intellectual powers and they actually manage to use the internet. It's quite remarkable. And we're actually going to listen to some of the things that they have to say. Human growth hormone is a tremendous tool for unlocking greatness in nearly every dimension of human performance. But it comes at a price. Human growth hormone is going to cost you between $200 and $1,250 monthly. I know, pretty crazy, right? Pretty pricey for non-millionaires out there. And if you are a millionaire out there in my audience, please get in touch with me. I'd love to be your friend, you know? I'd really like to hear what it is that you did in your life to get where you've gotten. I respect it. Okay, but for the non-millionaires out there that can't afford human growth hormone, MK677, an oral ghrelin secretagogue. This is the growth hormone alternative, which will give you a lot of bang for your buck, as it only costs between $50 to $65 monthly. Pretty good savings, right? Other than the stark economic advantage, what makes MK677 appealing to me, a guy who normally shies away from these quote-unquote research chemicals, is that it doesn't replace hormones, resulting in your body producing fewer hormones. It just feeds your pituitary gland the fuel it needs to produce more human growth hormone. I'm going to repeat the really important part of that sentence. It doesn't replace hormones, resulting in your body producing fewer hormones. It just feeds your pituitary gland the fuel it needs to naturally produce more human growth hormone. That's what we want. Let's talk about the scientific research on it. It's a relatively well understood research chemical. On PubMed, you can find 100 scientific papers about it and nearly 20 clinical trials. Unlike some research chemicals, the papers and studies on it are not isolated to a single university research group or country. It was initially researched by Merck. They published an optimistic paper back in the 90s that concluded growth hormone secretagogue could provide a well-tolerated clinical approach for treating or preventing sarcopenia and perhaps even forestall the inevitability of age-associated decline in function and independence. Such efficacy would have a great social impact. Some other notable findings. The most recent human clinical trial was completed in 2018 at the University of Virginia, and this found that it increases serum insulin-like growth factor 1 in hemodialysis patients. Hemodialysis is a condition of poisoned blood resulting from kidney dysfunction. Another study from the same university found it effective for weight loss over 12 months, significantly increased fat-free mass, and that it was generally well tolerated. A Chilean study actually gave it to growth hormone deficient children. I think that's what I was when I was a little guy, by the way. And it notes that there were no adverse side effects. It was safe even for children. Published science recognizes it as a promising anti-aging invention. Although, according to Merck's research, it doesn't have an effect counteracting cognitive decline in Alzheimer's patients. The most recent paper published surmised that it would have an antiviral activity against Ebola. Okay, what to expect from MK677? Several things. These are the practical benefits. First of all, muscle growth. Derek of More Plates, More Dates, whose website I checked out, and boy, he had a lot of articles and all sorts of amazing multimedia content on the More Plates part, but the More Dates part, I don't know, it looks like he's mostly just into the plates. I'm not seeing a lot of his content about the More Dates, but I'm, you know, happily married, I go on all the dates I want. But if I was looking for more dates, I'd be like, hey, Derek, what the heck? You're only giving me 50% of your, you're only giving me 50% of the words promised in the title of your brand here, bro. Bro, what's going on, bro? Anyways, so Derek advises that on it, one can expect to put on 7 to 10 pounds of muscle in the first week. And that seems a bit fanciful for me, to me. Really, 10 pounds in the first week. But bodybuilders agree you can put on muscle fast with this stuff. Second notable benefit is muscle preservation. If coronavirus quarantine season has your favorite gym's doors locked, you can maintain your musculature with MK677. Some bodybuilders report that they stopped going to the gym altogether for months, yet maintained their muscles just taking MK677. Third major benefit, healing. In the anecdotal corpus of evidence, you'll find a lot of accounts of it seeming to help with the healing of injuries, strains, and sprains rapidly. This makes sense as the uptick in growth hormone enhances the body's capacity to heal itself. That sounds great. Next, increases bone density. In human studies, it resulted in healthier, less fragile bones. Not only is this good news for elderly folks worried about slipping and breaking a hip while taking a shower, but it also mitigates the risk of workout injury. Next, cognitive enhancer. According to my friend, Errol Green, who I interviewed, it's quite a powerful nootropic. It just gives you loads of energy and motivation. It also boosts metabolism and burns fat. It kicks your metabolism into high gear. If you're getting a lot of exercise while on cycle, you can anticipate shedding a lot of fat if you need to. And the final benefit to expect is super sleep. And I'll explain a bit more about that in just a moment. Let's talk about its side effects. There are three notable side effects to consider. First of all, hunger pains. It will dramatically increase your appetite. Ghrelin is the hunger hormone, so expect to be hungry. You're going to be eating a lot, so you need to go hard in the gym to burn all those calories. The best way to avoid being a ferocious snacker is to take it before bed so it works on your metabolism while you're sleeping. Next side effect, insulin resistance. Something like MK677 is going to have a long-term effect of desensitizing your insulin receptors. For this reason, you would want to cycle it and use it alongside something which will improve insulin sensitivity, like resveratrol or pterostilbine. And the next side effect that you might want to look out for is sleepiness. Some report that it makes them drowsy or fatigued in the mornings, although other people report that it doesn't have that effect. Like Errol said, it just gave him tons of energy all around. So you need to try it for yourself to see what you experience. Let's talk about MK677 as a sleep hack. Expect dramatically deeper sleep. You'll get 10 to 12 hours of restoration / repair sleep from it. Amazing sleep is one of the secret weapons of world-class high performers. Many report that this profound sleep gives them amazing energy and motivation during the day. But for some, the deep sleep makes them sluggish during the day. You'll have to try it yourself to see how you respond and experiment with taking it at different times. For example, you'd want to try taking it directly before bed. This seems to be the most popular. You'd want to try taking it several hours before bed. You'd want to try taking it in the morning. And then for the nocturnal adventurers out there, MK677 before bed results in intensely vivid dreams, which sounds kind of cool, doesn't it? As a vanity hack, anecdotally, it's a research chemical for the vein. All the guys vlogging on YouTube about it have pretty great hair. Boosting IGF-1 promotes hair growth and health. It also results in clearer, more vibrant skin. It tightens skin. In Ayn Rand's novels, if you've read them, you'll remember, the protagonists are described as having very tight, angular faces. It's undebatable. Symmetry is beautiful and evokes archetypes of heroism, and MK677 would seem to be a biohack for that. Kind of cool, right? To SARM or not to SARM? To clarify, it's not a SARM, it's a secretagogue, meaning it's a chemical, a precursor chemical that stimulates the secretion of growth hormone. It's non-steroidal. Unlike testosterone replacement therapy, you don't need to worry about it suppressing natural testosterone. Let's talk about its mechanism of action. As a growth hormone releasing peptide, it works via several different actions. First, as a ghrelin receptor agonist, a growth hormone, it gives you 60 to 70% more growth hormone. It helps your pituitary gland to produce its own growth hormone, and it increases serum IGF-1 levels. Let's get into the experiential, what people are saying about it. Errol Green, who I interviewed, first turned me on to MK677. He describes it as his own personal NZT48 limitless drug. And I do link to his testimonial. It was a testimonial video in the article. You are going to want to go and check that out because he describes it in phenomenal terms. Apparently, the MK677 suspension tastes not good. Reviewers advise that this can be easily overcome with orange juice, and you should expect subtly tingly fingers and hands. What guys are saying about it? Awesome! This is Jose. He said, lab rat gained about 10 pounds in first weeks. John C. said, my lab rat had a pulled muscle for about 8 weeks, causing me to remove pull-ups and bicep workouts from the lab rat's weekly regimen. On my second week of dosing my lab rat MK677, this pain was almost completely gone. Mark says, works great. I ordered this product together with Rad 140, and this stuff works. Just nearly done my first cycle. I'll be ordering another MK677 of the gods. This is from Zachary. He said, bought the powder and have gotten some of the best sleep of my life. Fully recommend. Thanks, Narrows. The real deal is what Ross calls it. Based on the smell, appearance, and experimental results, I can confidently say that this MK677 powder is legit. It gives your lab rat a noticeable strength boost with little to no side effects. Let's talk about its cofactors. Because of the insulin desensitization effect, you would want to use resveratrol or even better, pterostilbene, which have an insulin sensitization effect. And I link to an article where I explain that a little bit more. Two other cofactors that are noteworthy is ligandrol. Some bodybuilders suggest a synergy between the two. Ligandrol is a SARM. Ligandrol is, I call it the super SARM. And then Dr. Mo, who you're going to want to check out, he recommends it with BPC-157. Let's talk about usage and dosage. You'd want to do 20 to 30 milligrams daily. So small dose. It's a potent stuff. It does not need to be refrigerated. Taking it before bed is typical, and you want to cycle it. Take it for at least a month. A typical cycle is 6 months, and then after a cycle, take a month off. Where to buy MK677? Like SARMs and other research chemicals, you need to be very wary of scams and frauds. Many online sources are unwittingly selling bunk bad MK677 because they will buy from a Chinese wholesaler that will ship an initial supply of pure stuff, but subsequent batches will be adulterated, expired, or simply fake. The bodybuilding research chemical space is so rife with fraudulent stuff that, humorously, some male bodybuilders use pregnancy tests to figure out if they are using real stuff. Because you can imagine, something that's going to be stimulating growth hormone, well, that's going to have an effect that's going to show up on a pregnancy test. Because woman gets pregnant, well, she's got to grow a baby. There's going to be an uptick in growth hormone, right? So you can just imagine these massive bodybuilders going into pharmacies to pick up pregnancy tests and then taking them alone. Just visualize that. Funny, right? But that's what guys got to do, because there's just so much scammy, fake shit in this space. Luckily, it's pretty easy to ensure that you're getting legit stuff. Demand to see a valid certificate of analysis done by an accredited American spectroscopy lab. And I have an example of exactly what this should look like there on the article on limitlessmindset.com for MK677. So you can go and take a look at that. And if you're buying MK677 from somebody and they are not giving you a valid COA from an accredited lab, it'll be pretty obvious to you. So do please go check that out before you order or use something like this. I recommend Narrows Lab in the USA. They offer MK677 capsuled, powdered, or as a suspension. What really makes Narrows stand out is that their MK677 is verified as pure and non-toxic by Chimeric Analytica, or Chimeric Analytics in Tennessee, USA. You can go and check these guys out. Chimeric is actually kind of like the gold standard in the USA for, I would say, supplement purity quality testing. So, like I said, it comes capsuled as a suspension or powdered. and I'll describe the differences. Capsuled is 60 10 milligram capsules at a moderate dosage of 20 milligrams daily. This is a month's supply. As a suspension, this 30 milliliter bottle contains 25 milligrams of MK677 per milliliter. It comes with a syringe. You're not going to be injecting it. Just use the syringe for precise measurement, and then powdered. If you don't mind consuming it as a powder, this is the most economic option. This 1,000 milligram supply would last over a month, even if you were taking a higher dose every day of 30 milligrams. At a moderate dosage of 20 milligrams daily, this would last you 50 days. So someone might be questioning, is MK677, actually before I address that, I will just say that you can go over to the link I provide over to Narrows Labs, and you can check out those three different forms and decide which is best for you. And I would love to tell you how much that costs, but it looks like my Wi-Fi is down, unfortunately. So you're just going to, oh, nope, I do have Wi-Fi. Okay, so that's going to cost in between $48, or really $49, and $65 for those three different options. So you'll have to go and check that out and consider if you want to put up with the nasty taste of this stuff, if you're one of those people that prefers to get a little bit better deal on your supplements, but put up with a nasty taste. In that case, the suspension or the powder is your best bet. Okay, is MK677 in a legal gray zone? Research chemicals are legal to possess and sell, but you have no one to complain to if you consume them and have a bad experience, because they are, quote unquote, not for human consumption. But if you live in a particularly persnickety state, it might be wise to check your local laws. I'm sure that this is banned somewhere in the world or somewhere in the United States. You'll have to do just a little bit of research, but generally it's legally in the same category as a candle. Here's the bottom line. MK677 seems to be a real-life cheat code for human growth. I would try it in moderation if I could devote serious time weekly to exercise, sleep, and stuffing my face. If I were going to go on a six-month MK677 cycle, I would get my insulin sensitivity tested every couple of months. The insulin resistance is the one side effect that concerns me. Currently, I'm carotenoid here, and my gym is closed. If I had a one-year long-term food supply, instead of what I have now, which is like a two-month food supply, if I had like a long-term one-year food supply and a really decent home gym, I would totally go on MK677. I am enticed from what I read out there. And I also wonder if it's really appropriate. I'll leave you my real frank thoughts on it here at the very end of this podcast. I wonder if this really should be categorized as a research chemical, because it seems to do some pretty fantastic things. And it was also initially developed by Merck. So I wonder if this is a thing where Merck started developing this drug and they found that it was really fantastic. And they said, oh my gosh, we're, you know, a big, evil, psychopathic pharmaceutical company, we make money from sick people, not from medicine that actually helps people. So we got to shelve this thing because it's just too effective. So let's shelve it. Let's, put it out there as a research chemical, and then it could be sold as a research chemical. And then the FDA is going to make sure that it never reaches the mainstream where it could actually help a lot of people and potentially cut into our profits. I wonder if MK677 is one of those cases. Maybe I'll try it and let you know. I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.
Secrets get told, they whisper of miracles, you won't grow old. 7 to 10 pounds, they promise the bold, but I'll believe it when my mirror is told. The secret weapon of formidable lab rats, MK677 is a game changing and low risk growth hormone. Determinant of the furry friends with enemy meets the edge again and again. They say bones harden, muscles preserve. Filled so deep it throws your nerves a curve. The tread with care, we're brave and perverse. It's not for human consumption, read every verse. The secret weapon of formidable lab rats. MK677 is a game changing and low risk growth hormones. It's turning in the for furry friends when vanity meets the edge again and again. Builders to biohack priests, everyone's chasing that youthful feast. Yet side effects whisper like shadow beasts. When your hunger grows, but your caution deceased. A vanity hack or Pandora's box, your lab rat flexes your ethics mock. You're one click away from the dopamine shock, but remember friend, that mirror talks. The secret weapon of formidable lab rats. MK677 is a game-changing and low-risk growth hormone. Determinative of the furry friends where vanity meets the edge again and again. To your lab rat if